following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 129 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. I am Blacklace, and with me is Autumn's Bane.
You no take tentacle.
Oh no. There have to be. There are no gnolls that are in this. Gnolls. It's gotta
Not
be a gnoll.
Gnolls. Not gnolls. Gnolls.
What are those little buggers called?
Well, you want me to give you the answer is what you're saying.
I'm not getting it.
It starts with a K.
No.
That's G.
Canole.
Kobold.
So that, okay, it starts with a kobold.
No, it doesn't start with a kobold.
And it ends with?
Forget it. It's an evolved kobold.
Kobold, okay, so says you know take,
kobold says, you no take candle.
Right.
But an evolved kobold says, you no take tentacle.
You no take tentacle. Yes, yes. That's kind of scary. But, yeah, no, that. Canoles. It's kind of now I'm thinking about cannolis. That's not good.
Stop talking about cannolis when I'm on a diet.
All right, so I'm going to talk about news. Well, I'm not going to talk about Hearthstone news because there is none. I know you started saving, right?
Oh yeah, I have money. Oh,
which?
Not money.
Gold.
I have
gold.
Yeah, I have gold. I have to get out of here to find out.
I have. Yes, you do.
Oops,
I have 315. I haven't. You've been saving a lot longer than I have.
I have over 1,000. I think it's 1,075, but I just accidentally left the game while trying to leave the crafting screen.
Silly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to save 5,000. And after I do the 5,000, I am then going to start opening packs again.
Because you have a theory.
I have
a theory. Yes, 1,075.
Yeah, my theory is it's going to be something with wings, and I don't mean pigeons.
So you think that the next thing they put out is going to be a standalone adventure and not an expansion?
I do. I think they're going to alternate.
Just because they have alternated doesn't mean they will. Blizzard even said that. But you
think
they will.
I do.
All right. We'll see if you're right.
And probably around the time of BlizzCon.
Yeah, that would make sense. Just before BlizzCon, maybe.
Yep.
So what's it been coming out? Like 3 times a year or so?
Pretty much.
So this was done in May, like the first week of May.
Yeah.
So sometime in August, maybe.
And I'm not going to even try to guess it to what type it's going to be because they come up with new things that are different.
Oh, yeah. The days of guessing which Warcraft expansion it's going to come from are done now because now they've decided, hey, we don't have to follow those guidelines.
Right. There's so much more they can explore.
And that's fine because... It probably would have gotten boring to be predictable. Oh, it's going to be Ulduar this time. Oh, it's going to be Siege of Orgrimmar this
time.
This way they can mix it up. And that's good. It's good design.
Yep. Don't want Naxxramas. Not Naxxramas.
We did Naxxramas.
I want whatchamacallit. Karazhan. Because it's all about Karazhan. It's always Karazhan. Everything's about Karazhan.
But you know, they could do something like a magic theme. You know, and then throw a bunch of Karazhan stuff in it. Wouldn't have to be just Karazhan.
This is true.
they could do something based on the movie.
This is very true. But they will do that in a few months. So I'm going to start saving now. All right. So
right.
If
it turns out to be a standalone expansion, that means we don't buy cards. All the money we've saved, if we have overage to pay for the wings, we could go back and buy these cards again.
This is true. That's right. That's right.
Or save for the next one.
No, we got to open packs. Open packs is like Christmas every day.
Right.
So, let's see. We've got just Blizzard stuff to talk about tonight for news. Not really Hearthstone news. So, why don't you take it away, Autumn's Bane?
You want me to do the brief one or the longer one?
Yes.
Okay. So, the BlizzCon's around the corner. Since Black Lace just mentioned it, I'll do that one. And they said virtual ticket coming soon. They still haven't announced it. They're probably not going to announce it until they decide what swag they're going to give us so that they could tell you, okay, this is the swag. I'm a little surprised that they didn't tell us what band is playing already because they did that survey. You thought they would have tried to hire someone sooner. But that's always kept to the last minute. So that's the one thing you pay for BlizzCon that you're probably paying big bucks for is the band, and you never know what that band's going to be. So you kind of get screwed if it's a band you really hate. Like has happened like twice already. But for me. But
right.
One thing that Black Lace and I always like to do together, we watch various events on our separate screens and our separate offices for most of the weekend. But the one thing we get together for is the talent stuff. And now you can go to the event info page and you can register for all the different talent things. So if you want to make a movie, because people make some pretty funny, great movies, or join the contest for costumes or any of that stuff, you go there. And the contests they have listed under activities are movie contest, art contest, costume contest, and talent contest. Remember last year they had the woman who did the hanging upside
the
down
acrobatics.
From ribbons.
Yes.
As Ysera. That was all Hearthstone related, so that's kind of cool. And then there were some bands, and Awesome City Limits was there again. So that's always fun. The costume contest is always great. Hopefully this year, the costume won't fall apart before we get to see it on stage
right.
like happened last year.
That's right.
Yeah, we were just talking about that in Raid the other day, how because we were fighting that Klaxi Queen in the Heart of Fear. Like, oh, there's mm-hmm. the costume that won that we didn't get to really see. But anyway, these are really... I know a lot of people want to go to BlizzCon to try out the new content.
Content.
We who have virtual tickets will not be able to go and enjoy playing Overwatch or whatever. But so that leaves people at home to watch the panels, these contests, and the esports. And while we do watch some of the Hearthstone esports stuff, we're not really big esports fan, are we?
Not only when it comes to Hearthstone.
But there's four big esports this year.
The others were too fast for me. I mean, because I know like they do the StarCraft.
Right. So the StarCraft 2 will be one, and that's always a big turnout.
And I guess if I played it, I would understand more what was going on my screen. But when I watch somebody else playing it as an esport, it's just things flitting all over the place and blowing up.
Well, these are the four esports they're going to have. They're going to have StarCraft 2. They're going to have Hearthstone, of course. They're going to have Heroes of the Storm. And they're going to have Warcraft Arena Championships.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's very cool.
No
that's
Overwatch this
very,
year.
Very, very cool.
I bet next year there's an Overwatch
yeah,
tournament.
Probably.
Guaranteed.
That is pretty, pretty, pretty cool.
I'll eat my hat if there's not one in 2017.
That hat was a present.
I'll eat a different hat.
Okay. Eat one that doesn't fit or something.
Mexican hats.
There you go. The little red ones.
The black ones. I like the
licorice. Oh, those are good too. Those are licorice. I don't like licorice. I'll eat the red ones. You have the black ones. But anyway.
So if you want to enter any of these contests and you're actually going to be at BlizzCon, although I'm not sure for the movie contest or the art contest, you have to actually be there. But obviously for the costume contest or the talent contest, you do. So go to the Blizzard site now, the BlizzCon site, and that's blizzcon.com, and you'll find it. And it'll be great. And maybe
cool beans.
One of our listeners will win the tournament.
That would be really neat.
One of the contests.
That would be really neat. The other thing that's newsworthy is the online authenticator. They've changed it a little bit, introducing the one-button authenticator. It looks a little bit different. It's basically what they did, and I'm going to just quote their article. Here at Blizzard, we take account security seriously, which is why we recommend all accounts have an authenticator attached. They've been doing that for years and years and years. It used to be that you had a little tiny one that could attach to your keychain. Now it's right in your phone or tablet.
You could do it the other way too.
Yes, you can.
I threw mine out because the battery finally
died. I still have
died.
Mine just for the heck of it. But we also understand the importance of being able to access your account easily. Enter the one-button authenticator. This update to the current mobile authenticator will allow you to securely log into your account by simply clicking Approve on your mobile device instead of entering a security code. Should you wish to use a security code to log in, that option remains available. Whenever a login attempt occurs on your account, you will be notified via the app and prompted to approve or deny the request, which means basically if you go into the game on your computer and it asks for your authenticator, your phone's going to light up. Whereas if somebody else goes into your account, your phone lights up, you know, hey, hell, that's not me, and you hit deny. So anyway, it doesn't say that. I was just coming summing up there. But anyway, whenever a logon attempt occurs on your account, you'll be notified via the app, prompted to approve or deny the request. You can also approve login requests with notifications on your mobile or smartwatch without even opening the app. We hope this will help ease in the logon process for all of you that already have Authenticator and encourage those who don't to give it a try. You can find out more about it on the Battle.net Authenticator FAQs. It's now available on the iOS and Android. So I went and opened up my phone. I wanted to see how easy it would be. I clicked on my authenticator, and I got this little black and white kind of screen with a couple different colors. It says, new one-button approval. You will use this app to approve logons to play on your Blizzard games with a single button. Swipe to continue. And then it says, approve your from your notifications. Enable push notifications to approve logons without opening the app. And you can right then and there turn on notifications. And it asks you if you want to allow it, and you can say okay or don't allow. And right now it's sleeping. It's got a bunch of little Z's. It says no logon requests. Go play some games. So it's pretty cool. It's got a picture of a panda and Sylvanas.
Yeah, and that picture will change.
Will it change?
In the ad, they show Tracer from Overwatch.
Yep, and I just logged in, and I saw Tracer.
So it changes. It's
different. It's beautiful. I mean, I love their artwork.
Originally, these were for Warcraft. At one point when I was a guild master, somebody hacked in to a player's account. That player was an officer. They cleaned out our guild bank. They really ruined his characters bad by selling everything off. Probably suspected the Chinese gold farmers at the time, which were so big, they'd hack in, steal all your stuff, and then sell gold for money. And people who bought gold for money didn't always know that it was coming from nefarious places, but it was. So it was important to get the authenticator back then. In fact, I refused to give Guild Bank access to anyone who did not have an authenticator. And you got a pet, too. You got a Corehound.
I remember that.
But why is it important to have an authenticator for other Blizzard games? Can you think of a reason? I can.
Well, if you've got one game, you've kind of got them all.
Right.
If you can get into one, you can get into any account.
So why would you want to block your Hearthstone account from a hacker? What could he do?
He could basically just, even though it wouldn't do anything for him, if he just wanted to wreak havoc, he could basically ditz all my cards, make me have a ton of dust.
That's right. And people have done that.
That's just mean.
There are reported cases of hackers going into Hearthstone accounts and disenchanting every card.
Very mean.
And you know, Blizzard's response usually is, you should have been protected. You shouldn't have gone to that weird website and typed in the same password.
But you know what? They'll tell you that, but at the same time, they usually help you get out of the hole that they, you know, that happened.
Sometimes
like with,
they will.
With the account that got hacked in Warcraft, they usually can go backwards and get most of your stuff back. And it's a lot of work for them that wouldn't have happened had you protected your account with an authenticator. But they've made it so simple now. It's
and they're
free. It goes on your phone.
It used to be $7.50 to buy the fob, but now it's free if you have a smartphone. If you don't
have a smartphone,
then you kind of have to buy the fob. But
When I changed smartphones too, when I upgraded my iPhone, it was very easy to switch from one to the other. So yeah, it was.
Yeah, I did that just today on my new phone. I've been keeping my old phone as just an iPod put all my music onto, so I wouldn't have to do it on the new phone. And I kept the authenticator there. I'm like, this thing is dying. What if it dies and I can't authenticate? So I just put some numbers into my new phone and it's all set up. So it's really not difficult. So I recommend everyone who plays any Blizzard game to have an authenticator.
Right.
And now it's less inconvenient to have to type in those 10 numbers or whatever it was you used to have to. Oh, let me type it in fast before it goes away, because you only have like 20 seconds to do it. And
now
you
can
just
hit
accept.
Yep. Nice. Very nice. And yeah, you don't have to cut and paste. It kind of was doing that already with
the armory.
The online armory. It would take it from the authenticator right on your phone. So they just expanded it to the rest of the games.
If they were on the same device, if you used your iPad for the armory and your authenticator was on the iPhone, you'd still have to type it.
Right. Let's do something different. Let's talk about Hearthstone.
Hearthstone? Well, we were kind of talking about Hearthstone. What would you like to talk about Hearthstone Blacklace?
The Heart of the Sunwell. This week's brawl. In the Sunwell lies unlimited power. And that power is yours. Start each game with 10 mana and see what you can do with it. I wasn't going to play it at first, remember?
I do.
And then you played it.
And I did. Only
it was a matter of I had to make a deck.
Only because I got the quest Win 5 Tavern Brawls. And it was Sunday and I hadn't done it. And I said, well, you didn't do it. At least one of us should do it.
Yep.
For at least the show.
Yep.
And then I got the quest. I'm like, screw it. I'll just play until I win 5.
And then I played it afterwards because you said you did it, and I can't not do it if you do it, because, you know, you're the one who really hates making decks. So what kind of deck did you make that you played with?
Okay, so I haven't been playing Hunter much lately, but in Brawls I like to play the Hunter because I know the class well. And it's also got some abilities that help me in a situation like a brawl. So I was able to put spells like Deadly Shot in there. I could always go to the face if I don't have a minion to play with the arrows, with the steady shot. So I put a bunch of my favorite legendaries in there. I had Ragnaros in there, I had Ysera in there, I had Dr. Boom in there. But I also put a bunch of cards in that would help me with board clears. I made sure I had 2 Ironbeak Owls and 2 of that Blood Elf, that silence for like 4 mana or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some silences and I had some kills and I put a trap in. Now, I figured a lot of people would be playing 10, 9, and 8 mana cost minions because they'd get 10 mana off the bat. So I had the trap that returns it to your hand and it costs more. And if it's a 10 casting cost minion, you're not going to have the more to play it again.
Right.
So freezing trap, I think that was. And so I kind of did 40 to 50% of my deck legendaries and the rest utility cards. And I did quite well. I think I lost 4 games and I played until I won 5. Maybe I only lost 3. But it wasn't too bad. You know, they say you get 10 mana. So automatically I started with putting in all those really great 10 mana cards. And,
did you?
Did I what?
Yeah, you put in a bunch of tens? I put in only
one
9.
No, I didn't put in a bunch of tens. I put in a bunch of legends, but high casting cost legends that I don't always get to play. I also put two of the, oh man, I forget their name. They're 9/9 minions that if you have two of them, you get a 30/30 minion from this latest expansion.
Oh, I don't have that card.
So I put two of them in there. The new Hunter one, man, I'm going senile. The new Hunter card that lets you call out all of the companions, I made sure I had two of those out.
Yep.
You know the one that they said they're going to nerf?
Yeah, the one that I said is definitely broken.
I put in the worm that if it kills somebody, it gets to attack again, although it never came out. Anyway, I had reasonable amount of fun with it. I won enough to so it didn't frustrate me and said, screw this, I'm not playing anymore.
Call of the Wild. I'm sorry, I don't have the card. That's why
yeah, Call
I
of the
couldn't
Wild.
Think of it. It's Call of the Wild. I still don't have it. But yeah,
that's pretty cool. And if you had some big minions down and you had the Wyvern giving you the bonus to attack, then that's even better.
I basically started with my Shaman, of course. I shouldn't say of course anymore, but my Shaman. I wanted some hexes because I wanted to be able to, you know, pop somebody's bubble if they thought they were being really great. So I put my hexes in, of course. I put Ysera in, and as far as I'm concerned, if she comes up in your main hand, she's win-win. I also put in the Mist Caller because he gives everything in my hand and in my deck +1/+1. So the first turn, Ysera came out. The second turn, the Mist Caller came out. The third turn, he conceded. It was just, I mean, there was anything I threw out there was going to be pumped because of the Mist Caller. Even though he killed it as soon as it came out, damage was already done. And then with Ysera constantly giving me new cards, it was really quite the combination. So I had fun.
And not everybody did this. A lot of people went in different directions. I saw a Reno Jackson deck. I saw a C'Thun deck, which I kind of thought we would anyway. I saw a deck where they used not a lot of big casting cost minions. They just got a lot of... It was kind of a rush deck. They just got a lot of powerful mid-range, you know, 4 or 5 casting costs. They could play two of them in one turn. So while I was putting out minions one at a time, this guy was putting out 2-3 minions at a time, and he overwhelmed me. So that was a good deck, and I actually thought I saw maybe two people play a similar deck along those lines. So there are lots of ways to go. You know, you hear 10 mana, and you automatically think, oh, I could get Ragnaros out in one turn, on turn one, which I did once. But there are a lot of ways to go, and a lot of ways to win. So that being said, I consider this a pretty good brawl.
Yeah.
Despite
it was
the fact,
fun.
And this is one of the ones that you have to make your own deck. Pre-made decks in a situation like this would have been kind of stupid.
Agreed. All right. Let's jump ahead. Let me see. I'm going to talk about Will's deck. I'm sorry. I just didn't... It's a druid deck, and I had asked for a deck... that was kind of focusing on my newest buddy. Actually, no, it didn't even have that one. Hold on. Fixing something. All right. So I wanted a deck that had Thandral Staghelm in it. And I was sent one by one of our listeners. And it really didn't do it for me. Be right back. Will sent me a deck that said, basically, I took the Summoning Stone Druid list from DreamHack Austin, made a few changes to it to make it more relevant to the ladder instead of tournament. I really only removed 2 Savage Roar. Oh, yeah, and having just 2 punishes, bad draws too much, I don't play Yogg. I don't have Yogg either, so I was able to use his deck. Instead, he played 2 Summoning Stones and a Mulch, which really helps you deal with threat while developing, keep all of the ramp ever. Wild Growth into Mire Keeper is awesome, and also being able to nourish for cards on turn 3 is powerful. Just get any value you can out of Thandral and the stones. Violet Teachers will let you start to the pressure and will spend a lot dealing with those, which leaves you better threats to clear the flood. No, it was horrible for me. So here's the deck. Two Enervates, two Living Roots, two Raven Idols, two Power of the Wilds, two Wild Growths, two Wrath, two Savage Roars, two Swipes, one Thandral Staghelm, two Mire Keepers, two Nourish, two Druid of the Claw, two Violet Teachers, two Azure Drakes, one Summoning Stone, one Emperor Thurzan, and one Yogg-Saron. So not having the Yogg-Saron, I did what he did, and I put in an extra Summoning Stone, and I also threw in that extra, the extra mulch, and I tried it. It really, really, really did not like me at all. First turnout, I played a Hunter. I lost, basically, I had too few minions coming out. The costs of what I had in my hand were too high, and I got overrun in moments. So I tried to come back and against another Shaman. I lost that one because, again, I had no board control. Now I wanted to check the deck to see if Thandral was really in it or if I had forgotten to put him in it, because both games I was not able to see him come out. Game 3, Druid. Random minions. I thought I had it on this one. I had two Enervates and the coin, and I brought out the Iron Beak Protector, which was an 8/8 with taunt. I thought I had this and proceeded to lose. Because that was turn 3 I had him out, but I still lost, and still no Thandral. So at this point I was like, okay, I don't have any direct damage. I'll try it again. Let me try against the priest.
Swipe is a direct damage, but you didn't have it in your hand.
Correct. They weren't showing up. I don't know whether it was just poor
RNG.
RNG or what, but I just wasn't getting them. Finally, I decided, okay, I'll try it again. I played against the priest. I lost. He opened with a well-played right at the very beginning. So right away, I knew, okay, I've got an idiot. So I kind of squelched him immediately. I finally got Thandral out, and what did he do? He Power Word Pained, killed him instantly. All right. I had a Nourish at 10. Didn't do me any... I had a Nourish. Let me see. Turn 10, I had two Wild Growths in my hand, which are useless because they give you mana crystals, and by then I was already at 10. 30 minutes into the game, he pinged me to death. He destroyed his own Sylvanas, and then took my only taunt. And basically, I had 4 cards till fatigue. At that point, I just stopped playing because I was too frustrated. I went back and tried it one more time, played against a paladin. Again, I got overrun. I had no board control. Thandral didn't show up. And I actually ended this at 5 losses, no wins. It was really disheartening.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No, a 5-0, oh, never. 5? 0-5, didn't. I have to say I did play a couple more games just to see if it was me. And I did win against... 2 other times, but I just found it to be so frustrating. I kind of put it aside and said, no, I can't do this.
So what were you like, 2-7 or something?
Something like that, or maybe even 2-8 or 9. I mean, it just, as I said, I played 5 games. I saw Thandral come out once against the priest and he killed it instantly. I didn't see any of the swipes come out. And they were in there. I double checked. They were in there. So I'm just... Sorry, Will, this deck didn't work for me. I don't know if it was just bad RNG, or if it just, maybe you've had a lot better luck with it than I. So that was my played deck.
So sorry, Blacklace.
Do you have Thandral?
Yeah. No, I don't. Why, you wanted me to try the deck?
Yes, and I know you hate using my computer to do things because of my keyboard setup, but I was going to see how you did. All right, so that was a not happy deck experience. I have them occasionally, but I still want to thank Will for sending it to me. And it wasn't his deck anyway, so I don't feel so bad because I'm not saying, hey, dude, your deck sucks, because it wasn't his deck, but it wasn't good for me.
Well, I think it was the deck of somebody who does normally pretty well with it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, I don't get it. I just... Again, it might have been pure RNG, but I went back to Nosferatu's deck again and started playing. So anyway, yes, I'm still playing that deck.
You know, that happens. Sometimes you just have to know the deck so well, have played it so often, that you know exactly when to hold them and when to fold them.
Good old Roy Rogers. Was talking about.
It wasn't Roy Rogers. It was Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
In any event.
Roy Rogers is a restaurant.
And a cowboy. And an actor. And so it was early in the Hearthstone history, maybe the first 6 months of the game, and there was somebody who swore he got to Legendary with a particular warrior deck, and I played it over and over and over and over again, and I just lost and lost and lost and lost. Yet this guy swears he got to Legend with it. Sometimes there are decks that are good, but they're really, really, really hard to play. Maybe it was one of those.
Could have been.
And also, people with bad luck shouldn't try those decks. Like, you and I are no good with RNG.
That's true, too. But I mean,
RNG
I had another deck.
Your RNG for getting legendaries out of packs is a little higher, but...
Yeah, I did have a Fandral deck that I was playing that did pretty well. I think I deleted it, because I've been, like, popping decks all over the place. That really didn't sound right.
No,
okay,
it did not.
Going onward to emails, we had a play of the week from Dusty, who was doing really, really poorly.
I thought it was an embarrassing moment.
No, he's like, embarrassing moment, play of the game. It wasn't an embarrassing moment for him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was good for him.
Well,
it was
hear
awesome.
About it.
Basically he was playing Arena, and hey all. I was playing Arena and losing badly with my rogue against a shaman. Opponent got me down to 8 life, had a full board, and I had nothing. Trying to BM me, he played Evoke and said, wow, and ended his turn. But what he missed that eventually spelled doom for him was that his 6 mana Sunwalker had turned into the 7 mana Acid Maw, which has text that reads, whenever a minion takes damage, destroy it. What did I draw? Dark Iron Skulker. Does 2 damage to every non-damaged minion, which was every one of his minions since he evolved them. And then one by one, Acid Maw killed them all. All good stories should end in, I won. Love the show. Keep it up, Dusty. Dusty, thank you. That was awesome.
That was pretty fun.
Totally awesome. Just because, especially when they do the bad manner thing, and you can just like, you know, that's a flip off. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't. That's the only way to say it. Well done.
I had someone that was so bad mannered to me after like a 40-minute game today that I was tempted to just quit Hearthstone on the spot and not play for a week. That's how
sad that somebody could do that.
Because he ended up having lethal, and he had to know he had lethal. But before he killed me, he did a couple of attacks to my face. He attacked some of my minions. He did like special damaging abilities to my minions. He didn't do a card draw. I think he didn't need to do that. He cast some spells. And then at the very last second, just as the fuse is about to go, he comes over and slams my face. He didn't need to do all that other stuff. He didn't have to touch my minion. There was nothing he needed to do but go to my face. And depending on what kind of quest he had, I could have even understood, okay, he wanted to play a bunch of minions or do a bunch of damage. But he didn't. He did a little of everything. And it was clearly just to be a dick.
Yep.
So hey, you know when I won immediately the next game, well, not immediately, when I won the next game, it was so satisfying. Can I tell you how I won the game?
Tell me how you won the game.
It was another long game. And we were kind of staying neck and neck, but he kind of was near the lead. I thought I was going to die. Then he called out a 2020 C'Thun, and he had already taken out my minions. He had only one other minion that was a 2-3, something that builds up C'Thun, actually. He calls out C'Thun, and I get 20 to my face, and I had 30 health. because I was playing a warrior, so I had kept lots of armor up.
Ouch.
So I'm down to 10. So I cast Revenge, which normally would be like a whirlwind. It does 1 damage to everyone, but if you have less than 12 health, it does 3. So it took out a second minion, and of course against a 20-20 C'Thun, it's not going to do much. But I had an Execute in my hand, so I executed that C'Thun. And then I played Reno Jackson. So now
I've got
30 health. He no longer has his C'Thun. It's his turn. He concedes. So after that douchebag, this was pretty satisfying. Although my opponent probably thought I was a douchebag. I wasn't bad-mannered about it, but I was glad to have
still
won. But when you have a really, really, really bad game, or face a really, really, really bad-mannered player, having a win like that really helps. Because then you don't
Absolutely.
Quit Hearthstone over it.
Right. Well, I gotta tell you, if you're winning and you have got your opponent in a corner, don't be an idiot. If you've got Yogg-Saron, don't play it. Just finish your opponent off. Because I was losing horribly. And yet again, I saw this happen again. I was like, I'm done. I'm over. It's over. I don't have a lot of points left. He played Yogg-Saron and killed himself.
Again? You mentioned this last week.
This was either yesterday or the day before. It happened again. I'm like, what is with people? Just go to the face, kill off your opponent. Don't try to end it being cute.
I removed Yogg-Saron from every deck I
have
this week.
He kills himself all the time. I swear to God, he always does something to kill himself.
There's even a pre-made deck, one of the recipes that has Yogg-Saron in it. I took it out of that deck. I kept the rest of the deck intact, but I took Yogg-Saron out and I put, I don't know, Ragnaros or something in there. But I think I had Yogg-Saron in 3 decks. I removed him from all of them because he's untrustworthy.
No.
It's a pact with the devil.
It is. So yeah, that's my little bit of advice. Don't. I mean, unless you're fine and you don't care about anything and you just want to see the fun of the chaos that goes off with it, don't ever play it if you're wanting to actually win the game.
If my Yogg-Saron was a gold, I would disenchant it and make another legendary.
Oh no.
But it's not worth the little bit of dust you get for dusting a legendary anyway.
See, now I don't have him. I don't, but I'm not crying over the fact that I don't have him. So yeah. Another card I don't have is the Shifter Zurus, which is a neutral card. Do you want to start talking about neutrals?
Oh, sure, we can do that.
Okay. Shifter Zurus is a 1 casting cost, 1/1 card. Each turn that this is in your hand, transform it into a random minion. How weird is that? I don't have this card. Basically, it keeps changing in your hand, I guess.
Yeah, that's what
but
it does.
It kind of stays what it is until you choose one and put it out, because although it's changed into a different minion, it's still really the Shifter. I would love to play with this card.
Yeah, I've seen people, the last Tavern Brawl we did, people kept, it's a legendary.
Yeah, it's a legendary, a 1/1
yes,
for one.
Yes, it's a legendary. And people kept casting it as a 1/1. I'm like, no, you're supposed to hold it.
You're supposed to keep it in your hand.
And sometimes it gives you a really good card, and sometimes it doesn't.
I really wish I had this.
I don't have it either, but I've seen other people play it.
Yeah, I think it would be a great amount of fun. So, yeah, I mean, this card, I wouldn't say I wouldn't craft it. Not if I want to just, you know, craft something I'm going to win with. For the fun factor, it's definitely a 2 thumbs up on the fun factor. Is it good for winning? It's a crapshoot.
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd ever craft him, but I certainly would play him if I got him randomly.
Yeah, he's definitely, definitely fun. I would love this card, but again, not to craft it. That's way too much dust.
Yeah, there's something about crafting a 1/1 for one legendary that just seems like the dust is going to waste, no matter how cool it is. So, should we move on to the next one?
Please do.
It's a common 1/1/1. One casting cost, one health, one attack. Death Rattle. Deal one damage to all minions. I could see that being useful in a warrior deck, but it's a neutral card.
It's good for a warrior deck who has the Grim Patron out, because I still see the Grim Patron
or any number of other. Lots of warrior cards that get bonuses from
warriors
taking damage.
Warriors just are really good at hurting their own creatures and getting a lot of gain from it.
Yep. Rage.
Yeah. So, decent card.
So for a common card, it's not bad.
I mean, it's also good because there are a lot of things now that fill the board with 1/1 creatures. Be them
absolutely
little paladin
Onyxia
cards.
Whelps.
The Onyxia Whelps, the paladin squires,
Silverhand recruits.
Then you've got
Murlocs.
A card that brings Murlocs tentacles. Yeah, there are a lot of things now that do, you know, have 1/1 creatures come out in force, and this will take them all out if you can kill it with your own mage. Throw it in a mage deck for just that reason. Ping it yourself, and everything else will get the board cleared.
And it's the Death Rattle, so
yes,
we've
that's
seen
why I said
stuff like this as a battle cry, but this is
as
a
I
Death
said,
Rattle.
Ping it yourself. I still can't get over the guy killing his own Sylvanas to steal my.
Yeah, but it worked.
Last
for him.
Taunt. It really did. Just another way to use a card that people don't always think of. You got to think outside the box sometimes. The next one is a Zealous Initiate. Zealous Initiate. One casting cost 1/1. That's 3 in a row. Death Rattle is given random friendly minion +1/+1. I'm guessing maybe a Zoo type deck.
Yeah, remember, it's a
quick.
Common card, so it's common quality.
Yep, you want to make sure you have other cards on your board before you throw him out, so he's not going to be the card you cast on the first round.
Well, he might be. It's the Death Rattle, so hopefully he'll live.
Right.
I mean,
the thing is, you don't want to have him alone on the board, because if somebody hits him, then he's not going to do you any good.
Right.
So
this is true.
It's not a bad card. Not a bad card. There are other cards out there that are one casting cost that I've used instead, but... He's okay. He's okay.
Bilefin Tidehunter.
What a name.
What a name. Not bad. I see a lot of people use it. It's a Murloc. It's a 2 casting cost, 2/1 Murloc. Battle Cry, summon a 1/1 ooze with taunt. Now, this is the same casting cost as that other Murloc that calls out another Murloc. And there was a Murloc deck I had that called for 2 of those, and I said, well, since this is the same casting cost and gives me a taunt, let me trade one. But the disadvantage is, while you do get an ooze with taunt, that ooze is not a Murloc. So it's
true.
Not helping your Murloc deck as much, and it's just a 1/1 taunt. So yeah, it'll hold off somebody for a round.
Yep.
But, so I still kept it in there. And the times it's come out, it has been useful. I've seen a lot of people actually play this card in Murloc decks, so I wasn't the only one. So it's, again, common quality. It's a Murloc, so it's got synergy. It gives you taunt. There are certainly worse cards out there.
Right. And again, be careful also.
Like the next one you're going to read.
And that'll affect what I'm going to say now. Be careful also with your Tentacle of Nazoth, because... Remember, that's to all minions, so if you are casting things like the Bilefin Tidehunter, or even the Dusk Boar, which I'm going to talk about in a second, this card, if somebody kills it, can kill your entire board, too.
Right.
So keep that in mind. The next card is the Dusk Boar, as I said. It's 2 casting cost, 4/1 beast.
I don't like it.
You don't?
This is a terrible card. I hate this card.
It's a beast.
I would never use this card.
Really?
It's only got 1 health, and it doesn't have charge. So it's going to die before you ever get to attack with it in all likelihood.
Only if you're playing a mage. I mean, if you're playing against a priest, this card can actually be a pain in the priest's neck, because it's a 4. It's not a 3 or a 5.
There are so many ways to do 1 damage before it gets to attack. So many.
I don't know. Maybe somebody wants a little piggy deck.
Now, I don't know. I mean, it's not Huffer. It doesn't have charge.
Yeah.
And if it was 4-1 with charge, 2 would be too light for that. You'd need to make it a 3 casting cost to give a charge. But it's just, that 4 is very attractive, but that 1...
That 1 kind of kills it. But it's a beast, too. I mean, you can get extra bonuses with a
yeah,
hunter.
Yeah, I like beasts, but I don't like this one.
Well, I don't like the next card either. Go for it.
Oh, Nat the Darkfisher?
Yeah.
Nat the Darkfisher is a legend. It's a 2 casting cost, 2/4 minion. At the start of your opponent's turn, they have a 50% chance to draw an extra card. This card has 1 use, period.
Yes, and that is to try to get your opponent into fatigue.
Right.
Yep.
It's for all those decks that make you draw and draw and draw until you fatigue, mm-hmm. as you just said. And I can think of no other reason to do that.
Right. So, that's your card for a mill deck.
I think there was a magic card once that enabled you to change a single word on a card.
Yeah, there was.
So that would be cool if you had a card like that, that you can, you know, make this on... take out the word opponents and just make it your turn.
At the start of your turn...
But
well, no, they have a 50% chance to draw a card. Still doesn't work.
Yeah, so...
But you do it to at the start of your opponent's turn, you have a 50% chance to draw a card. That
right.
would do it. But
right.
there is no such card, alas.
No, there's not. I don't like this card at all. And if I got this as my legendary, I'd be pretty upset.
I get it as legendary, but I don't have the heart to dust it. It's the collector in me.
Did you try to make a mill deck?
No, I don't. That's not how I roll.
Yeah, I know. It's almost as bad as playing a priest, right?
Well, I kind of like my priest dragon deck.
Yeah, I know you do.
Just a little.
Why don't you move on to the next one?
The Twilight Geomancer, 2 casting cost, 1/4 with taunt. Battlecry, give your C'Thun taunt wherever it is. Hell yeah! I mean, there are a lot of cards out there. There's a 0/4 with taunt that does nothing. This for 2 is a 1/4 with taunt, and your C'Thun, when he comes out, it's going to have taunt.
You want to know something? I have never seen C'Thun come out with a taunt. I've seen people play this card, but in those games, C'Thun never actually came out.
I don't think I would notice, because whenever C'Thun does come out, I'm too busy going, holy shit. You know, exactly.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
The funny thing is, I've seen this card played, and on those games, C'Thun didn't come out. It's just weird. So,
yeah.
It's
a decent card.
It sounds like it's a good card to put in a C'Thun deck, and I actually don't know if I have it in my C'Thun decks. I think I have 2 C'Thun decks. One is a pre-made. I need to go put that in and see how it does. But it sounds cool. To have a minion that big and have taunt is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Twisted Worgen.
Poor thing's got tentacles!
Yep. It's like another Worgen. It's just got an extra attack. So, 2 casting cost, 3/1 with stealth.
Okay, so there's your key. That's what makes it better than that little stupid boar. So you've
right.
got stealth, so unless somebody plays, you know, Tentacle of Nazoth, which is going to kill it.
There's still ways to kill a stealth minion before it gets to go, but it's a lot less likely than that Dusk Boar sitting there saying, hit me. No, arcane explosions or exploding tentacles, things like that.
So let's go through the 3s, and then we'll call it a night. The next card is... Amgam.
Hold on a second.
Amgam Rager.
The Worgen Infiltrator, by the way,
is
a 1 casting cost, 2/1. So this is 1 more casting cost and 1 more
and
attack.
And it's got stealth.
Yeah, no, the Worgen
the Infiltrator
has
does too.
Yeah, they both have stealth. They're both common. It's just the regular Worgen is a 2/1 for 1, and this Twisted one is a 3/1 for 2. So it costs 1 more, gives you 1 more attack.
Gotcha. Would you use it?
I haven't so far, so I don't know if I would.
There are better cards out there.
I mean, it's not terrible, but it's a common card. The common cards cannot be great.
Yep.
Well, they shouldn't be great, because that kind of takes away from rare and, you know, epic and legends.
Yep, yep.
So, you want to do another one?
Amgam.
Yes, Amgam Rager.
Amgam Rager. 3 cast and cost 1/5.
Do you know what Amgam Rager really is?
Looks like the little wraiths that are in this, the scar.
No.
Outside of
what? Remember the Magma Rager?
Oh no, it's a play on that.
Well, it's actually magma spelled backwards, Amgam.
Right. That's what I mean. It's a play on that. Okay. Is it... Hold on a second. Now, what's the Magma Ranger do?
Hold on. Magma Ranger. It's a 3 casting cost, 5/1.
Yep. So it's backwards. It's a 3 casting cost, 1/5.
Yep.
They ran out of ideas. They created this.
Yep.
Enough said. Next card.
And that was considered by many to be... I think Ben Brode said that's the worst card in the game.
Yeah. As I said, next card. One of the better cards in the game.
Okay, hold on.
It's your show. Oh, you have to get back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had moved away. All right. So... Disciple of Cthulhu, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure I didn't have my crafting button turned off. Disciple of Cthulhu. This is a good card.
It's a hell yeah.
3 casting cost to 1 minion that gives your Cthulhu, no matter where he is, +2/+2, and deals 2 damage. I don't care if he gets killed off as fast as the boar does. It has already done its job the moment it's cast.
He's already dealt 2 damage to something.
And it does 2 damage. I do not have any deck with Cthulhu in it without 2 of these. Because this is potentially... It's rare also. The best Cthulhu affecting card in the game.
I don't know. There's another one coming up that's pretty close. But we'll talk about that in a minute.
The only one that's better costs the same.
Yeah. So this is definitely This is definitely a card to put in your Cthulhu deck. It's a rare. I don't know if you said that. You probably did. This is definitely a card you want in your Cthulhu deck.
A battle cry that does 2 damage, that's awesome. There are a lot of decent minions
and
out there with
Cthulhu
only 2
plus
health.
+2/+2 right away.
Right. Okay. Not +1/+1, but +2/+2.
Okay, next card is a 3 casting cost, Silithid Swarmer. Can only attack if your hero attacked this turn, 3/5. So obviously, you don't want to put this...
In your mage
probably
deck.
Not in a... Well, no, but if I use a fireball, isn't that my hero attacking?
No, no. Hero attacking is if you're a druid, if you're a warrior, if you're a rogue, if you're a shaman.
Well, if you're a shaman with a weapon.
So you attack with your claws as a druid,
paladin,
or you attack
with,
a weapon. Right.
Yeah. You got to be careful if you're going to use
classes,
this in your deck.
But not
yeah,
all
but
classes.
There are some that aren't. So be careful about using this card. I don't see the point of a card like that. Can only attack when your hero attacks.
It's the low casting cost.
Yeah, 3/5
for only 3 is pretty decent. It's kind of like the walkers that can attack, and then people will silence them so that they can attack.
You want this in a rogue deck because your rogue is going to have lots of weapons out. Not so much if you're playing a priest or a mage. So it's very situational.
And it's going to stick around. It's got 5 health.
It's 5 health. If you can throw a taunt on it, that'll help too.
It's worth a rare.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure I would personally use it, but it's a fair card.
It's not a bad card.
No. Spawn of N'Zoth. He's very cute, actually, for a squid face thing. It's a 3 casting cost, 2/2. Death Rattle, give your minions +1/+1. So,
all your minions.
Not bad, especially for a common card. It's fairly cheap, gets a low power minion out there, but at least it has a benefit when it dies. And you've got legends that double death rattles or repeat death rattles. or bring your death rattle cards back from the graveyard. So it's kind of like Nax was. This is a very death rattle centric expansion. So to use this not just once but twice, it's kind of neat.
Absolutely. All right, next card. Gee, you get all the good ones. The next card is a Squirming Tentacle.
I'll do Squirming Tentacle so you could do the last one. Squirming Tentacle is three casting costs, 2/4 taunt. It's a common. It's common. It just reeks of common.
It's good, though. It's really not that bad. Three casting costs, a 2/4 taunt. It's a decent card.
Yep, it is.
Yep, but it's definitely if you've got a deck where you need to just stick an extra card in there and you are shy on taunts, give this one a thought. It's common. You're going to get it.
Yep. I mean, it's only got 4 health. It's only got 2 attack. For taunt, you kind of... It's not bad.
It's not a bad card at all. Yep. The next card is quite possibly the best of the C'Thun cards. If you can keep him alive, and it's not that difficult to do because he's got 4 health. The 3 casting cost, Twilight Elder. At the end of your turn, give your C'Thun +1/+1, wherever it is. 3/4 creature. So, you know, it's got decent attack. It does have a target on it because every time he's out there, your C'Thun is, you know, getting pumped at the end of every one of your turns. So this... I have 2 of this in my C'Thun deck. I have 2 of the Disciples of C'Thun in my C'Thun deck. Those 2 cards, or those 4 cards, really pump your C'Thun. Awesome card.
Oh, yeah. I always try to kill those as soon as I see them.
Yep.
Because to have them stick around...
Because if they don't, they can hurt you when the C'Thun finally does come out.
I had one protected by taunts that lives several turns. And... even when my opponent had the chance to kill it once or twice, it chose to kill something else, and he ended up regretting that decision.
Yep, and that C'Thun comes out 90 times more than my Fandral did. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's really good.
He comes out a lot.
Can we go back to the Squirming Tentacle for a moment?
Sure, we can squirm a little bit.
Okay, so it's a 2/4 taunt for 3. So we'll look at some of the other 3 casting cost taunts. You have the Nomragan Infantry, which has charge and taunt, but it's only 1/4. I've never been a big fan of that either, unless you can somehow buff it to charge for 1 is big deal. There's the staple for mostly for hunters because it's a beast, although there are other decks that use beasts now. The Iron for Grizzly, 3/3 for 3, that's fair. The Little Exorcist is also 3. It's only a 2/3 with taunt, but the battle cry is to gain +1/+1 for each death rattle minion. So in a death rattle deck, that puts her above par. The Silverback Patriarch, he's a 1/4 for the same casting cost. So the Squirming Tentacle on first glance seems better because it's a 2/4. Except the Patriarch is a beast, and if you have a beast deck, then that makes that maybe slightly better. I've never really thought Silverback Patriarch was good. I don't even use him in beast decks. So in that case, I think the Squirming Tentacle is a little bit better. Then you've got the Tauren Warrior, who's also 3. He's a 2/3, but he's got Taunt and Enrage for a +3 attack. So I think it's on par with the other 3 casting cost taunts.
Yep.
So my initial is just it's about the same as most of the others that cost 3. So
which is why it's a common. Yep.
Right. And with the exception of the Little Exorcist, which I said has the potential to be the best in that group, the Little Exorcist is a rare. All the others I mentioned are either basic cards like the Silverback or actually the Iron Fur also, or commons. So it's par for its group.
It is. And that about wraps it up. Do you have anything else you wanted to say tonight?
No.
All right. Thus endeth turn 129, longest game ever. You must have multiple Reno Jacksons, even though it's not possible to do. So, you can find us on awhearthstone.com or on hollowsweetmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at aworthyopponent. You can listen to us on Monday nights live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. We do have a chat room up. If anybody wants to stop by and say hello, please do. Sometimes throw comments in and we'll be able to read them on the air and talk to you. You can send us an email at awhearthstone@gmail.com. Please keep those decks coming so that I can play with your decks. Also, you know, as we read tonight, we love hearing your embarrassing moments or your plays of the week or the play of the week that should have been somebody else's that became yours, like that happened today. So do send us an email, or just send us an email on thoughts on some cards, things that you like about cards, or even combinations that we haven't talked about that you think are awesome that we can share with everybody. You know, think about it. awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes, Facebook at AWO Hearthstone, Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Hollow Sweet Media and Xander, the man behind the curtain, for always putting us on, and the music provided by the awesome, awesome City Limits, and good old Micmac for the Twitch feeds of the game. Thank you, everybody. Try to keep cool because it's been pretty hot here in Vermont. So, have a great day. Have a great week. Happy hearthing.
Of Hollow Sweet Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check hollowsweetmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.